Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Ultimate Life. This is an amazing, incredible time to be talking about how to have an ultimate and unlimited life and how to really live the life of your dreams. This is a brand new year and a time when we clean the slate and we leap into the future. We launch ourselves into all the infinite possibilities. And what if your infinite possibility for this year was to have unlimited health and unlimited wellness? Well, today's guest is an expert in the field of unlimited health. He is the most well-rounded specialist in all fields of medicine, wellness, and health. And it is a grand gift. It's going to be an exciting journey and truly a great wonder to learn the keys and secrets and tools and techniques to how you live and lead an optimal, healthy life. Today we are talking with Eliezer Ben-Joseph, doctor. He's also knighted, so he's a kindred brother after my own heart, and it's such a joy and such a pleasure to bring him on today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction, Nicole. And Happy New Year to everybody out there. You are so right. This is the time for new beginnings.
It really is. And, I mean, you are amazing. And I guess we're going to talk about the incredible rainbow of health and wellness and opportunities people have. But one of my favorite questions to ask guests, and especially with you, is that, did you know that when you were 6 and 7, when you were a little boy, was there something instinctually in you that wanted to take care of people and that was so connected to the world?
You know, that's a good question, because I do notice an exact time in my life where everything changed. But when I was that young, I think I really wasn't sure what I was doing. You know, I didn't have this calling for health until, really, I had a death experience when I was 18. That's when everything in my life changed. And so up until then, you know, I was a regular hippie guy. I was born and raised in L.A. I'm an old guy, so I was around in the 50s and 60s. You know, I was a teenager in the 60s. So it was, you know, peace, love, flowers, Joni Mitchell, drugs, sex, and rock and roll, and, you know, all of that politics and this and that. So I was raised in L.A., and it was like the center of everything. But it didn't change until I had that death experience. And then from then on, my life was different. And then I had to do my calling.
It's incredible. And I look at your bio. Your bio, to me, is fascinating. And I find very few things fascinating, because I've been all over the world. I've had so many opportunities to see and to do and to be part of, but your bio is absolutely astounding and fascinating. So I love to start at the top. You're a naturopath, and so talk about that. What does that mean to be a naturopath?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, let me tell you, I really have had a life like most people only see in the movies. I mean, it really has. I mean, listen, I'm an old guy. I was a professional deep sea diver for the oil companies, an underwater welder. I did underwater archaeology in the Mediterranean. I helped uncover a city, Caesarea, off the Mediterranean. I did Phoenician ship in the Red Sea, and I helped Israel do an excavation where Moses crossed with the Israelites. That was very secret, 1970. Oh my God, I was, when I was a diver in Louisiana, I was working on the Kennedy conspiracy back then. And oh my God, it's really, I have a doctorate in science, I have a doctorate in medicine, I doctorate in naturopathic, I studied chiropractic and osteopathic in Israel 7 years, I studied Ayurvedic medicine in a temple in the Himalaya Mountains in India, Chinese medicine in Sri Lanka, so I really have had this life. But naturopathy, that was my foundation. And one of the things that happened, I was young, and it was after we graduated high school, and I was in a skiing accident. It was this after this death experience that radically changed my life. And afterwards, I had a skiing accident. I was at Mammoth. You know L.A., so you might have even been to Mammoth
Mountain. Sure.
great place to ski. Anybody out there, great place to ski. I don't ski anymore. And anyway, I fell and I hurt myself badly, and so I was in pain all of the time. So everywhere I went to study, it was always with the idea, well, maybe it would help me in the pain that I'm having to deal with. I ripped my pelvis up the middle and a severe pain in my back. So one of the things that when I went to India was to learn how to block pain, which is not always a good idea, because when you're doing, I did a lot of martial arts and I tore my shoulder, ignored it until I had my whole shoulder reduced surgically because I ignored the pain. Don't ignore pain, guys. It's a very good lesson. Don't ignore pain. So that's actually my start in naturopathy. And when I was in Israel, I apprenticed in chiropractic and osteopathic and Feldenkrais and Alexander technique and just all of this stuff. And in India, and I've just been introduced into so much that it's like a palette, you know, like a painter's palette. I can just pick any color. I've from chemistry to how to read blood to I've been doing live cell dark field blood analysis since 1983. There's hardly anybody in the country doing it that long. I'm a
and
master
what is
body
that?
Work.
I'm gonna back you up real quick because all of a sudden the audience is going, what he does what?
Lives, you take a drop of blood. It's amazing. You take a drop of blood and you put it on these super new high-powered microscope. I have one that goes up to 10,000 diameters. And you see the blood right on a big 20-inch Sony, you know, Trinitron monitor kind of thing. And you see your blood. You can't lie to the blood. And so when you look at that and you look at it live and you see, you know, you can see inflammation, you can see parasites, you see changes in the red blood cells, in the white blood cells. So you see everything. And that's how I do most of mine. And I'm one of the top in the world that does that. There's very few people that still do a lot of that. So I love doing that. Body work. I've studied Rolfing, postural integration, the Heller method, the Riley method, you name it. And so I get this great palette that I can choose from when someone comes to me. It was just, I was trained in Gestalt therapy with Jefferson Campbell and Fritz Perl, Fritz Perl's disciple. So I
that's
could do
amazing.
I just like
That's incredible. When you talk about body work and you're talking about all these things that you can do, and I know that you do them, you're like a peacock. It's amazing. The colors are so brilliant and glorious and so beautiful to look at. And I looked on your bio, and it said therapeutic deep structural body work. So what is deep structural body work?
Now, you know what chiropractic is. You know, they move, you get popped. Oftentimes they'll use that term popping, you know, and you get that pop. But it's moving the bones, and you're realigning the spine or any joint in the bones. But when you look at it, what moves bones? It's really connective tissue, the ligaments and tendons. Ligaments hold bone to bone, and tendons hold muscle to bone. And so you're looking at how does those, and then, of course, the muscle fibers and then the connective tissue. Have you ever got a bump on your leg or your arm, and you get this, like, you know, a bruise, and it kind of gets hard right where you bumped it? You know what I mean? You know, whether it's your arm or your leg, that tissue right where you bumped it, it gets hard. It's connective tissue, and it's like a spring, and it's like you smack at it hard, and it resists, and it pulls all the fibers together, and now you have this little knot of muscle, this bruise, and it's not. Well, it doesn't go away very easily by itself. You have to stretch that connective tissue. You have to go in and break up that inflammatory area, because the muscles have tightened, and so the blood doesn't go through, the lymph doesn't go through, nerve impulses don't go through. So you can't just adjust a bone. You have to relieve the tension in that connective tissue so that you can allow all the flow of lymph and blood and cerebral spinal fluid through nerves and all of that. So it's a very specific way of dealing with the muscle fibers. It's not massage. It's not always comfortable. Sometimes you have to get in there and break up the tissue, so it might be a little painful. Of course, you go with what the mind can handle. I mean, there's no point in going what someone can't deal with while they're on the table. So, but you do, you know, you have to break up that tissue. Then the blood is flowing, the lymph is flowing, and now everything is reaching homeostasis again. It's becoming back into balance. And you got to reduce that spasm.
Absolutely. Now, this show is unlimited life. And so can people really have unlimited health? Is it possible?
Well, let's look at health and disease and pain. Okay, one of the things that I learned from almost every master that I've ever studied with is that pain is inevitable. There is always going to be some pain in someone's life. It might be physical, mental, emotional. The difference is suffering is optional. It's how you relate to what it is. Is it a lesson in your life, or is it something that's just you're dredging? Meaning every pain, every emotional trauma teaches a lesson. Are we able to look in and see that lesson? And it doesn't matter whether it's an emotion or a physiology. Something is behind it, and it might start with the brain and spirit, that you're having a lot of difficulties in processing information, and it steps down in frequency until it affects the tissue. Take an asthmatic. Let's say a child is raised in a home with alcoholics and dysfunctional family. Well, they might grow up and be an asthmatic because asthma, the chest, is desire. And so what happens, they desire a family unit. They desire something. And when they have an asthma attack, it often brings the family together because, oh, my God, my son or daughter is having this attack. So in a physical condition can be stimulated by an emotional thing or a physical thing, or you ate garbage and it's building up in your system. I mean, which way are we looking at it?
This is so, it's just the idea of the way that you share. It's so vivid and it's so brilliant. It's beautiful. I love the colors. And one of my major questions to you when I was looking at your bio and looking at your website was the iridology aspect.
Oh,
because
yes.
That's, and it says that you're, is it a rayed master? Is that how you pronounce
yes,
it?
Now, you know what iridology is. It's looking at the iris of the eye. And the top in the United States for many, many years before he died was Bernard Jensen. I got to study with him since 1968. And there's Lionel Silver and Ray Yancey. And there's a lot of people that taught iridology. You look at the eyes. Actually, we take photographs. And I put it on the computer so it's the patient or the client gets to see their eyes right there. And you look at the fibers of the eyes. You've heard that expression, the eyes are the windows of the soul. And it is true. So you look at the eyes, you look at some of the fibers, you see spots in the eyes or streaks or lines or open holes, and everything means something. But it's always physiological. It's always something with your colon or something with your intestines or something with your thyroid. And every time you go to an iridologist, every single thing they see in your eye is bad, is something wrong. Well, I never liked that. And there was another system of looking at the eyes that was behind the physiology. What is the brain wanting to learn? What is the lesson that the brain wants in this condition? And that's called the RAID, and it stands for the rays of the eyes and the id. Remember the id in psychiatry? You know, your...
Sure.
So the ray id was the rays of the eyes and the id. So you can look at a spot in the eye, and let's just take a spot. It freaks people out because it's like do-do-do-do-do-do. People think you're psychic. I should have opened up a psychic office or something. I could have made millions, you know. Have something like, you know, beads hanging on the door, beads and incense burning. I could have made millions. Anyway, you look at the eye. Let's take, as an example, you look in the right eye, and you look at about 9 o'clock in the eye. You know, make a clock in the eye, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock. That's pretty easy image to get. So you look at the right eye, that's the father's side, and you see this big open hole right at around 9 o'clock, just below 9 o'clock. So I see that hole, and I would look at the client, and I'd say, gosh, looks like you never got hugged by your father. And they'll look up and go, oh, my God, how did you know that? I hated my father, you know. And was so you see these things, and it looks
incredible.
Like because it's the position of nurturing. So it looks like you go, there's an open hole. You didn't get nurtured very well. I'm not saying he didn't love, but he didn't nurture. A lot of men don't know how to do that. And you could look at any area in the eye, and it'll tell you the emotional content behind it. As an example, it gives you the emotional lesson. Let's take a primary one, anger. I mean, how many people are dealing around the world now we look at with anger? I mean, there's war everywhere, and there's fighting, and I mean, you really have to be a strong-willed person not to get sucked up into all this anger and politics and everything that's going around to maintain that high, healthy, happy, holy attitude. So, but what does anger teach? It's a very profound lesson, and most people don't know that. Fear teaches a profound lesson. Resentment teaches a profound lesson. And you can see these in the eyes. The problem is most people don't know what those lessons are. So they get hung up in the emotion of anger or resentment or fear. And they go to counseling, how to deal with those emotions. But you can never get rid of an emotion. You can only change how you relate to it. I used to love way back in the 70s. Remember Est? I don't know if you remember.
Oh, sure. Like, yes, absolutely.
Okay. I used to love people that would come to me and say, yes, no, I took a workshop in a weekend. I got rid of my anger in one weekend. And I would go, oh, yeah, really? You want to see me piss you off in about 3 minutes? And so, you know, you can't get rid of anger. You can only relate differently to it.
Funny. That's funny. Now, I have a personal question about the iridology. Mm-hmm. So I have a crazy condition called keratoconus. So I kind of have mood eyes. And I've been told that I could never do laser surgery because 20 minutes later I'm happy, I'm sad, and my eyes change measurements, color, size, whatever. They just go with the flow of my emotional body. Can you still
true.
Read an
the
eye?
The eyes do that.
Okay. So you can still read an eye even though
Absolutely.
You can't measure an eye?
Well, we're not measuring. We're looking at the eye. And here's what happens. One time you might take a photograph, and you know the pupil, it opens and closes. Well, one time you might take a photograph and the pupil is open, say, let's say wider, so it looks one way. Another time the pupil is closed very small and it looks like another way. And the person might think, oh, look, the eyes changed. Well, they didn't change structure. What they did is they appear different because of the way the eye is opening or closing or reacting to the light. So it actually changes colors, but you'll see artifacts in the eyes. Sometimes you'll look at somebody and you'll see dark little spots. Some people have streaks or round little circles, multiple circles throughout their eye. Every one of those things means something. And in traditional medicine, it doesn't. But you can. And boy, there's great iridologists. But again, I like the RAID method because the RAID is teaching you the lesson behind it, how to grow from it, not just that everything you see is wrong, so take these herbs and these vitamins and change your diet. You know, I don't like that concept where everything you see is wrong to be nice.
Yes, I agree completely. Now, along that path, though, I know that you're a certified diet and nutrition expert. You've been for 35 years, been, you know, helping people as far as their wellness and leading them on the right path to a better way of living. And so do you recommend off the eyes or just in general when you're working with patients or people come to you that you can just look at them and say, if you included this in your diet or deducted this, you might have a healthier, happier life?
Oh, well, that's the foundation. I really believe that every system of medicine, and every single pathology should start with nutritional changes and lifestyle changes. Before you reach for a drug, before you reach for any antibiotic drug, this, that, or surgery, I think that the lifestyle needs to be looked at first. But it's not that way in traditional medicine. When you go to a regular allopathic doctor, the concept, the philosophy is you do not make any changes in your life. You go to the doctor, you give the responsibility of self to the doctor and say, fix me. Anybody going to a naturopath knows up front that they're going to have to make radical changes in their lifestyle, whether it's diet, nutrition, water drinking, how you sleep, how you exercise, meditation, stress reduction. They know when they come to me that they're going to make changes, where when you go to the regular doctor, you're just going to pop the pill. And so there's a very big difference. I think diet nutrition is primary, especially today. I mean, gosh, look what people are eating. It's just nasty on some of the things that people are eating. And they have no idea what they're eating. When you're talking about pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and genetically modified foods, and it's very difficult now to eat healthy. And that's why we're seeing the feminization of young boys, and we're seeing young girls starting their menstrual cycles and having hips and breasts at 6, 7, and 8 years old. And it's terrible. It's because of the food we're eating. And in medicine, they're looking at this condition with these young girls that are getting, they're starting puberty at 8 years old, 7 years old. They call it precocious puberty. And they're going, we just can't figure it out. And of course, they say it can't be the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, even though they all act as estrogen. So you can't keep taking in all these hormones without radical changes in the body. Look at all these young boys now with man boobs, they call them. And so, you know, whether it's young girls having their menstrual cycle, you go to the Philippines where a lot of these chemicals are not regulated in the same way, and there's girls having their menstruation starting at 6, 7 years old, and it's terrible. Oh,
that's crazy. Now, I know you do polarity therapy. Is that what polarity therapy is? Is that helping people to get to the other side of that?
Well, polarity therapy is a form of body work. It was developed by Dr. Randolph Stone, who was one of the first chiropractors and osteopath. He was at the turn of the century, and he went to China, and he learned acupuncture. So he was a naturopath, a chiropractor, an osteopath, and an acupuncturist. And he put all of these things together into a form of really body work, diet, nutrition, a whole system. And it deals more with the energy. You've heard of now there's a lot of talk about energy medicine and energetics. And there's even things like laying on of hands and Reiki. These are very high frequency energetic type medicine. Well, polarity therapy is learning to understand which touch do you use on which area of the body at what time. Because you can have three different touches in any kind of body work. You can have a very deep penetrating that's oftentimes painful. You can have something that's like a stroke where you're moving along the tissue and stroking the tissue. And then there's another one, very light touch, where you're just almost barely touching and you're measuring pulses. And those are three types of touch. And in polarity therapy, it tells you where to take the pulse to find out where the pulse is blocked. Where is that circulation blocked? Either the blood, the lymph, or the cerebral spinal fluid. Find the pulse, where is it blocked, and then go into that blockage with your hands, break it up, and then move it. So you're using three types of touches, and it tells you really, I think it's the finest form of body work that was ever made, that I've ever come across. It's my foundation that I use in really all of health and understanding polarity therapy and the emotions. And it's Dr. Randolph Stone, I think, was one of the greatest. And then the next one was a gentleman I got to study with, Anton Jayaswarya, who was the head MD doctor.
Name.
Yeah, oh, Anton Jayaswarya, isn't it? He's written hundreds of textbooks. He was the medical doctor to the king of Ceylon, which is now called Sri Lanka. And so I studied with him, and he was great. And even though he was a neurologist and rheumatologist and acupuncturist, his main thing was laughter and fun. And he wanted every one of his patients to laugh. And he did jokes all the time to make them laugh. And it was just a profound experience to study with him, because he said, look, everything that we're doing for the health is serious. And it's the life of the person that's sitting in front of you. They're coming to you with that pain in their eyes and saying, please help me. I'll do anything. Help me. And when you it's an intense thing to have someone in front of you like that, in that kind of condition, whether it's emotional, mental, physical pain, or even cancers in their dying. And he always said, make them laugh, make them look at their condition in a different way, and then the healing starts. So I love that concept, and polarity therapy also teaches that to me. It teaches the cycle of emotions, as an example, how to understand if a certain emotion is affecting you, what organ system is that? And if an organ system, like let's take the bowels, you know, there's so much going on with, let's say, irritable bowel syndrome and diarrhea and constipation and all of these things. Well, he would say that that's the lowest energy center. In India, they called it chakras, if you've heard that term in yoga and things.
Sure.
But we'll call it an energy center. And so that would be the colon and the earthy eliminations. You're getting rid of the earth eliminations, and that's, you know, you poop it out. And it dealt with the emotion of fear. So anytime someone was overwhelmed with fear, you know the colon was involved. And you've heard that expression, scared the poop out of somebody?
Yes.
I'm using the nice word, but it's, you know, it's that term, scared the poop out of someone. And it's true. If you look at when someone is afraid, the first thing they do will squeeze. You look at a dog when it's afraid, it squeezes its tail between its legs. But when it's overwhelmed by fear, it'll poop. And just like any human, overwhelmed by fear, you'll have diarrhea. And that's part of the stress complex, the stress response. And it's very precise. A lot of people just don't know what stress is, and that's one of the responses of stress, the bowels, which is, it's actually an exciting subject. Stress is
absolutely, yes, and you and I, yes. And we would actually want to touch on that more, but I've got a couple things I want to touch on beforehand, and then I absolutely want to talk to you about what you're doing with stress and this incredible project you're working on right now. But I, as you talk about diet and nutrition, I want to go back to that for just a minute, and health.
Oh, yes.
You're talking about these young kids and what, and that are, you know, now just growing so rapidly today. And I looked at your website, and also you and I have talked before, and I know that you talk about two products. One is an Alkagenesis.
Yep, that's correct.
And so, and the other is your Prime Longevity. And I would love to talk about those for just a minute, because as we talk about really leading an unlimited life and having optimal health, I know that these are products that absolutely can help everybody out there. And so I would love, while I have you on the show, to have the opportunity
to talk
share
about
what they do. Yes.
Absolutely. And I let's talk Alkagenesis first. This is a product. It's a silica hydride. I don't know. People don't necessarily know what that is. If someone knows a little chemistry or science, have you ever heard of Buckminster Fuller, who developed the geodesic dome, and everybody builds domes?
Huge
so that
fan
was,
of Buckminster Fuller, yes.
Totally cool. Well, so you know what a buckyball is. It's like carbon. They found a new form of carbon that would be called a buckyball. That's what they named it. And you know what you've seen a soccer ball, and it's shaped a little differently than other balls. It has these little all these little hexagons and, you know, all around. Do you see how a soccer ball is made? Well, that's what a buckyball looks like. And a buckyball is hollow. Well, imagine the same kind of buckyball made with silica instead of carbon, and it's filled with negative ions, which are free electrons. And there's an a couple of seven little concepts, and if people memorize these, they will know the secrets to all health. Number one is every known symptom of every known disease comes from a free radical. Now, I didn't leave out one symptom or one disease. It comes from a free radical. Number two is a free radical is a chemical minus an electron. Number three is therefore every known symptom of every known disease comes from the loss of electrons. To reverse every known symptom of every known disease, you must give the body the lost electrons. Free electrons are called negative ions. Therefore, to reverse every known symptom of every known disease, you must give the body negative ions. Negative ions. You can breathe them, you can eat them, you can wear them, you can drink them, and you can use special equipment to have treatments with them. So the secret is negative ions. And you can get it in organic foods. When you digest organic foods, at the end process, those organic foods are breaking down to proteins and fats and amino acids and fatty acids. And at the end, they're either donating an electron or stealing an electron. So organic foods donate electrons, synthetic foods steal electrons. So when your face wrinkles because we get older, the skin, the connective tissue, is losing electrons. When we have osteoporosis and our bone is getting weaker, we're losing electrons. Well, this compound, alkagenesis, is this buckyball of silica, and silica is the mineral, it's called the surgeon's mineral. It breaks down cysts and growths and tumors. It's also the raw material that makes connective tissue. It's called the frisky mineral, like a frisky young colt that likes to prance around. That's what silica does to the body and to the bones, so you can prance and jump around like a young colt. So silica, it's necessary for every cell of connective tissue. And because it's this hollow ball full of electrons, negative ions, free electrons, it's been one of the most awesome things we've ever used. It was tested, all of the testing was done at Texas Tech for about 10 years. We have all, if anybody's ever interested, doctors, we have all the PowerPoints and studies that Texas Tech in Corpus Christi and in Lubbock did all the studies on it. And they studied it against, as an example, hemorrhagic fever, which is Ebola. It knocks it out. Knocks out hemorrhagic fever. It denatured the AIDS virus, the hepatitis virus. It got rid of hepatitis, rid of AIDS. I mean, they've done a lot of studies with it, but again, you can't say any of that because then it becomes a drug and they'll take it off the market. So it's structure and function. It helps connective tissue is what you can say.
And okay, can everybody use it? Is it something
anybody.
For every age and anybody? Okay.
And now let me tell you something very unique about the science, if there's anybody out there that knows science. The pH of this compound is 13.7. 14 is the highest known pH. If you put something that's 13.7 pH on human tissue, it'll dissolve that tissue. It'll burn it away and dissolve it. It's the opposite end of the acid, but they both, if you put a battery acid on something, it'll burn it. But the opposite end of that is also very caustic. So this is 13.7, but I can spray it in my eyes. It's totally non-toxic. The Texas Tech told us they've never seen a product like it. It's an electrified silica hydride, and we use it for every condition. I've used it on Hep C and AIDS, and we use a very high dose, 3 ounces, 3 times a day. That's all it is, and it clears it in 3 months. And it's amazing. We sent a whole bunch of it to Nigeria, and they did some studies on AIDS and Hep C. And I have a doctor friend that's Onyeke, Osmond Onyeke, and he works at the medical hospital there. And we sent him to do tests on it, and because they didn't believe us. They wanted to do their own tests. And there's so many things out there, and this is one of the things that really upsets me, especially with Ebola going around, because it's the politics of health. There are things out there that will help and cure Ebola, and nobody's using it. In if you go to the A4M and functional medical doctors, they are MDs, but they're learning all the new functional medicine. And you can see, and Linus Pauling taught us this, a vitamin C drip will get rid of any viral infection overnight. And as an example, my mother-in-law was 88 years old. She had had a hip replacement, and it wasn't doing well, so she went to the hospital. Her cardiologist put her in the hospital so they could check this hip replacement. While she's there at 88, she gets pneumonia, MRSA, which is antibiotic-resistant pneumonia. And the cardiologist comes to me and says, I'm sorry, your mother's going to die in 3 days or so. We don't have any antibiotics to do anything. And I said, well, and he asked me, he said, Eliezer, what would you do? And I was flabbergasted because he asked me. And I said, are you serious? And I said, yes. And he said, yes. And I said, look, go get a 25 gram of a vitamin C ascorbate, sodium ascorbate, put it in a lactated ringer, and drip it for 2.5 hours, and she'll be fine the next morning. And he said, I can do that. So he called down to the pharmacy at the hospital, and the pharmacy said, no, I'm not mixing it. We don't do vitamins here. And he said, hey, I'm the head doctor of this hospital. You're going to do what I say. And he said, no, I'm not mixing it. So they called an emergency meeting, a board of directors meeting with the hospital. And he said, look, you're going to either mix this up or I'm out of here today and you can get another head cardiologist. And they said, okay, we'll mix it. So the pharmacist mixed up the 25 grams. They dripped it in my mother. It took 2 days for this to happen. And finally we got it. They dripped it in, and she was fine the next morning and went home the next day. And anybody with tuberculosis or a severe flu or a virus or Ebola, they've got to demand a vitamin C drip in the hospital. If they don't demand it, it won't be done. So alkagenesis, as an example, is what I put my mother-in-law, I put everybody on. I didn't have alkagenesis at that time. But now everybody goes on alkagenesis that has any kind of inflammation because what it does.
Sorry, how do you get it? How do you find it? Where does somebody pick up alkagenesis?
Oh, the guy, it's so unique. The doctor that I'm partners with, that we're opening a new clinic here in El Paso, it's actually being built as we speak. His uncle invented it here. He's 89, 84, 85 years old, and he's just been a scientist all his life, and he invented it. So he gave us the formula to use, and it's really, we're the only ones that have it, and it's available, and we don't know how to market. I'm not necessarily a marketer, but it's a phenomenal product. Are you kidding? Alkagenesis, Texas Tech tested it in the agricultural industry and in the oil and gas industry, and they took a lower grade of this for fracking. Are you ready for this? You know the chemicals used in fracking, how bad they are and how much sickness is happening around? Well, they found that this chemical, if they take the low-grade industrial strength, not the food grade, and they inject that into the wells instead of these chemicals, they actually got 20% more gas, 20% more oil, and alkagenesis rehabilitates the soil. But they won't use it because of all this billions of dollars that they're tied in with these chemicals. Then Texas Tech tested it. They tested it in the mining industry. You know how dangerous and dirty and the mining industry, because they use cesium as the alkaline product to get more gold or silver. Well, they found if they used this alkagenesis to extract the gold and silver, they got more gold and silver and rehabilitated the soil. And yet we can't get people to look at it. It's just
so
it's one of those things.
Get it? Do they order it off your website, or can you
give
the audience?
Yeah, the only place right now
they
is they can. Yeah, they can call that 1-800 number that's on my website and order it direct, or they can just punch the button, and it's on my Pure Natural Science website where Prime Longevity is, which is the next product. Oh, of course. It just kind of how that led into that. Boy, wasn't that a cosmic coincidence? So it's on that website. Now, Prime Longevity was my joy, okay, because I'm in the health industry for 30 years, and I'm going, you know, we sell basically, you put your clients on herbs and vitamins and amino acids and all of this stuff. And I was so outraged because everything was so expensive. I mean, you could price out CQ10 today and see how just to take 100 milligrams or 120 milligrams a day, price that out. It's expensive. And price out lipoic acid or resveratrol or acetyl L-carnitine or L-carnitine. These are amino acids that regulate the heart rhythm. All these people with tachycardia and all of these things and arrhythmias, that's, you know, you've got to get these nutrients, and look at how expensive. So I went with a colleague at the time, and we said, let's develop something that no one can find, and let's put in the ingredients that you can't get otherwise. So in my product, you will only see ingredients that you can't eat. I don't have vitamin C. I don't have calcium or magnesium or iron or vitamin E, because those are very cheap items. They take up a whole pill all by themselves, and you can get them anywhere. So what you'll find in Prime Longevity is 120 milligrams of CQ10, 120 resveratrol, 120 lipoic acid, 240 acetyl L-carnitine. If you look this up and you price those ingredients, the bottle should cost around $350. And my closest competition is from another doctor, and he sells all of his. He's a great doctor. I like him very much, Dr. Al Sears. He's a very great holistic health MD. But his product, Primal Essence, is $299 a bottle for 60 pills, one pill twice a day. And mine, someone can get my pill for $79. I pay the shipping, and it has 180 pills in it for six a day. And there is nothing like it on the market. I challenge any person to find that kind of a supplement for the same price, and I'll give it to them for free. I mean, it's that I know because of the industry. I found out how they price things in the industry. Oh my God! OMG, as they say. It's so. It's a great product, and now I have to warn people, it is a strong product, and if you take, it's got 120 milligrams of pure niacin, not niacinamide, pure, real niacin, and it has chromium, not picolinates, which are dangerous. It has the polynicotinate. It's the only supplement that I've seen that has 7-keto, which regulates the conversion of T4 to T3. It has a calcium fructoborate, which is a special kind of boron that's bonded with calcium that's for bone. Nobody has that on the market. It's made from berries. It has cinnamon extract, turmeric extract, cranberry pomegranate extract, a huge amount of a very strong pomegranate extract. And you're hearing all the stuff about pomegranates. I mean, that's like the new kid on the block. So it's really a phenomenal product. So, again, folks, I do this. We didn't do a company to make a lot of money. We did it so that my patients can have something, my clients, and now it's available, and I just think it's a great product. And, I've never had anybody return it.
And, can they take both products together? The Prime Longevity and that Alkagenesis, will they work
very
together?
Very different products. Oh, yeah, very different. Alkagenesis is for somebody that's really something's wrong, or you take a low dose just as a maintenance to prevent things from growing wrong. But alkagenesis is an anti-inflammatory, and it'll denature viruses, the protein coating on all viruses. So whether it's Hep C or ABC or AIDS or mono or Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus, it doesn't matter. All of those can be helped by that. And again, one of the things I hope we can cover is a little, you know, there's certain things that are just not being done in medicine anymore to help get people better. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, how big is that?
Huge.
Any idea?
Incredible.
Everybody you talk to is, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. Even Glenn Beck had a whole thing on his show about his adrenal fatigue. He has, and it was a serious condition, and they didn't know how long he was going to live, and it's adrenal fatigue. And yet nobody's treating it, and all of those symptoms are classic symptoms of low thyroid. And since 1973, they're not treating thyroid in this country. If the TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone, that's a blood test that you get, that's what most doctors use, just that. If that's normal or even low, you cannot treat the thyroid, even though the patient may have every symptom of low thyroid. You have to go by numbers now, not by how the client feels. And I'm upset by that, because we reverse fibromyalgia, adrenal fatigue all of the time, because you just have to balance the thyroid, and nobody's doing that. And how many people do you know that take iodine?
Quite a few.
Oh, well, you, yeah, well, I forget.
I live in the homeopathic world, right?
Wrong person to ask. How about the average individual that eats out?
Oh, the average individual, no, okay.
Yeah, we're not average, you know. It's like, so the average individual, nobody eats some iodine. And then let's look at this. I mean, if you don't have enough vitamin A, B2, B3, you got to have vitamin C, you have to have iodine, you got to have magnesium, selenium, zinc. All of these things are necessary for the thyroid to work. Well, what if someone's not getting it? Then you don't produce what's called the ATP energy. And you have to have that energy molecule, and nobody's getting it. And then the other thing is, how many people are, as an example, just, you know, the general public, not you, how many people in the general public drink tap water or take a shower in tap water?
Almost everybody.
Almost every. How many people eat a grain product? A bread, a cake, a pie, a chip, a cracker, a tortilla, a muffin, a pasta, a noodle? Everybody?
Most people, yes.
Okay. And how many people would you say use fluoride toothpaste? Again, everybody?
Millions, billions, yes. Right.
Okay. Well, do people realize that if you look at the periodic table of elements, remember that from high school? I mean,
sure.
The periodic table of elements. Okay. If you go all the way to 7B column, which is the halogen group of metals, you'll find there's astatine at the bottom, and then iodine, bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. Well, iodine is at the bottom. So every time someone eats a grain product, a bread, a cake, a pie, a cookie, a pasta, it has bromated vegetable oil, and that bromine displaces iodine. Then every time you shower in chlorinated water or drink chlorinated water, the chlorine is even stronger than bromine. It displaces more iodine. Then every time you brush your teeth with the fluoride toothpaste, that's at the top of the list, very strong. It displaces the rest of the iodine. So unless you're taking a lot of iodine, you have fluorine, chlorine, and bromine that fill up the receptor sites on the cells. So when the doctor does a blood test, the thyroid is normal, yet it can't be normal. There's no iodine. And this is I think it's criminal how it's being done with, and especially with women. excuse me, think of how many women are dealing with heavy periods and clotting and severe cramping. Lots of women?
Lots of women, yes.
How many women are dealing with cysts and fibroids and endometriosis, either in the cyst and fibroids can be the breast or in the uterus? Millions of women, correct?
Yes, correct.
Do you know that every one of those symptoms before 1973 was known to be low thyroid? You cannot, ladies, listen to me, you cannot have heavy periods with clotting without low iodine, low thyroid. You cannot have cysts, fibroids, or endometriosis without low thyroid, low iodine. We correct them all of the time. Instead, what do doctors do? They give, you know, hormones, birth control, or they cut you open. And yet I think women are being done a disservice. I almost want to say it's on purpose, but nobody wants to believe that. I mean, nobody would say they would do that on purpose just for money, would they? No.
No. Now, as you're sharing all this information, and I know that people are just going crazy listening to all of this, how do people find you? I know that you have Natural Solutions Radio. Can they call you on the radio show? Can they contact you
through
the website?
Absolutely.
Or how do they?
Yep. They can go to my website, and there's a contact. You can ask questions. You can online during the radio show. We have a live chat going on, and you can go into that live chat and ask questions right then, and I answer them online. See, if someone calls me on the phone, I can't answer their question because they're not a patient. Because that's a direct link, them and me, private phone. But if it's in the public on a radio, I can answer that because it's public domain free speech. Okay, so there's a difference. I can answer, here, do this, this, and this while you're on the radio, but I can't do it unless they become a patient privately. So that's why I tell people. Now, I just started Natural Solutions Radio Facebook page, so we're going to start doing that. So because you can do Facebook live, and people can go there, ask questions. And so I'm starting to learn, I guess you got to do all the new social media, so I'm learning how to do that and incorporate my radio show into all of that new social media stuff. You know, we're too old. I'm old. I'm 66. What do I know from social media?
I love this. This information, it's such a joy having you here today. And I know that we only have a couple minutes, and I wanted to just quickly touch on two things as I have you here. One is this remarkable video that I
Did you get to see it? I did, yes.
And so we will have our own very long conversation about it, but just remarkable. And so can you share just a smidgen with that with the audience while you're still here? Because,
absolutely.
Wow, how profound.
Okay. I have, you know, again, I'm one of these overeducated guys. I either look at microscopes all day long and look at blood, or I do, I look at space and cosmology, you know, the macro and the micro, and because the universe is within. Well, you can see it also without. Well, January 2011, Stephen Hawking came out with his new book, The Grand Design. You know who Stephen Hawking is, the guy in the wheelchair, you know, with the ALS,
Beautiful movie, the smartest guy in the world.
That's
out right now.
Oh,
that's
I haven't seen it. How
movie.
Is it?
Oh, the movie is phenomenal.
It's his love story of
love
his wife.
Yes. Yes.
It's not about the science. It's about him and his wife, I think.
It's both. It covers both. But you would love it.
Oh.
You'd absolutely love it. So, yes.
Yeah. Well, the premise of his book was that because of the law of gravity, you do not need God for the creation of the universe, that heaven and hell and God are merely fairy tales for people that are afraid of the dark. Well, I was really upset about that, especially because I come from an unbroken line of rabbis. I have three doctorates. I know he's wrong. And I had a death experience in a clinically dead for 4 hours, and I came back after that. So I know there is no death, and I knew he was wrong. So that became a labor of love, and I started that right after that book. And it wasn't finished until August, I think, was it finally finished, and I did my first printing of that August 2014. It took that long to finish. Now, the original one is 6 hours, almost 7 hours. I sent you the 3 hour and 47 minute one. You know, I had to cut it in half. And I put it in intermissions so that people could stop, you know, and it was just me. And I do pictures. It's the scientific proof that God exists, because I take the premises that Hawking uses, and he took Einstein's work and ran with it, and he actually Einstein changed some of his theories, but Hawking didn't. And so the premise is that there's no God. Well, I didn't like that, so I used all of science and photography and the microscope and the telescope and to show the signature of God. And I actually in there put what I would call the scientific definition of the word God, that so far and I've done this lecture now at different universities to the science department, and no one has been able to tell me that it's incorrect. So for those of you out there, the scientific definition of the word God is that which creates, constitutes, governs, sustains, and contains all. And it has to be in that order. And what it is, we cannot deny creation, correct? We exist. Either that or we're a figment in someone's imagination. So we exist. But creation itself does not imply order or beauty or anything. It doesn't even imply identity. It's just creation. Well, from that creation, a set of laws had to be put in place that actually identifies the creation. So we have particles and atoms and electrons and protons and neutrons.
It's a remarkable, incredible, astounding video of life, of history, of fact. And is that available as well on the website for people to be able to buy?
Absolutely, and that's on the website. And I know we're running out of time. I want to say one quick thing that's 2 minutes. Ladies, please listen to me. Do not do mammograms. Only get thermograms. Please listen to me. Mammograms cause cancer. Every study, I have all of the studies. If they're published on my website from the Lancet, from the Journal of Clinical Oncology, please get a thermogram. And here's one from the Lancet. Mammograms detect just half of early stage breast cancers. This is from the university in London, the British Medical Journal Lancet. Mammograms offer no health benefit. Here's one from the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Mammogram x-rays boost cancer by 250%. And so please, ladies, get a thermogram.
Okay, and I appreciate that. And, you know, I would love to bring you back, and we can even do a special show on that, because I think it's such a huge subject that there's so much interest in. And I just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year and let you know how much
Happy
I appreciate you being here, how astounding and remarkable and wondrous you are. You are such a gift and so talented and so wise. And not only do you have all this knowledge inside of you, but the fact that you share it so generously makes you such a remarkable and special person. And so I wanted to thank you for being with us today. We look forward to having you back with us again. And for all of you that are listening today and listening in downloads, we wish you an incredible year filled with happiness and health. And know that really you can have that unlimited life that you've always dreamed about. So for Dr. Blazer Ben Joseph, for myself, and of us here at the station, we wish you a Happy New Year and a very
Happy New Year
and an unlimited life.